بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning of this ruku, لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Allah Ta'ala explained the milkiyat, the possession of Allah Ta'ala, whatever there is in the heavens and the earth, insan, heavens, the earth, the skies, the seas, mountains, everything belongs only and solely to Allah Ta'ala. Then in the next part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained His knowledge. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. If you hide what is in your heart or you make it known, Allah will take you to task, will make hisab kitab with you for that. Everything you will be questioned. Allah Ta'ala knows. In one ayat Allah says, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا يَخْفَى. Allah Ta'ala knows the secrets, and that is what is more hidden than the secrets. That also Allah knows. In another ayat, يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَمَا أَخْفَى. There was yakhfa, ya is akhfa. Allah knows your secret, and that is what is more, that even Allah knows what is more hidden than hidden. The very depth, those things which we don't know about ourselves. Many times we do things and we don't even know really why we are doing it. The real cause of it, what is in our mind. We make some other excuse in front. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. We make all other excuses. I'm doing this because of this, this because of this. And in our mind we are sincere. Just like on the day of Qiyamah, three people will be first to be taken to task and will be the first to be thrown in Jahannam. Allah will ask a alim, a qari, that I gave you knowledge of Quran, what did you do with it? He will say, I learned it, I spread it for your pleasure. And he will have in his heart that he was doing it sincerely. But Allah will say, you are lying, which he also did not know. Hidden behind that sincerity of his was that he was doing it for name and fame, for worldly gain. And until a person is not serious about his tazkiyah, about the cleanliness of his heart, he will be fooled his whole life. He can be even the sheikh himself, but if he's not concerned about his tazkiyah, he will think I'm doing everything sincerely. Secondly, will be the wealthy person who spend his money all in the path of Allah. Allah will ask him, I gave you wealth, what did you do? He will say, and in his mind it will be, I spend it for your pleasure. Allah will say, which Allah knows, which he does not know about himself, you are lying, you did not do it for my pleasure. Like that, you thought you were doing it for my pleasure, but you did it that the people must say that you are a very generous person. So the person himself also does not know. And until a person is not serious about his tazkiyah, purification, he will be fooled his whole life and suffer the consequences in the akhirat. May Allah protect us. The third will be a mujahid. Allah will say, I gave you money, I gave you health, strength. What did you do? He'll say, I went for jihad in your path. I spent all my money. I gave my life in your path. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it so that people must say that you are a mujahid. You are a very brave person. You have worked hard for Islam and you have sacrificed everything for deen. But you are lying. You did not do it for that. You wanted it for your name and fame. So Allah knows all our secrets. So when Allah, in an ayat Allah says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Listen properly. Don't you understand that أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. He who is created knows everything. That is, when Allah created, how can it be that Allah does not know anything? Allah knows us more than what we know ourselves also. So thoroughly Allah knows us. So when that is the case and this ayat was revealed, and that Allah will take you to task of all that which is in your heart also. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were really conscious of deen and akhirat, they said, O Allah's Rasul, this ayat is very hard for us. That with the wasawis that come, stray thoughts that come, thoughts of even guna that come, doubts of things that come, and it's not our choice. We don't bring them. The thoughts just come. And we're going to be questioned about that on the day of Tiyama. They were worried about Tiyama. Today we listen to bayans and bayans. Mention is made of akhirat, qabar, etc. But after the bayan, like it's nothing. Nothing happened to us. We are not even concerned. We don't think about it one bit about that bayan again. This is what we are reading now. We are reading it now. Once we get up from here, it's finished. It's out of our mind. Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, were not like that. They were gravely concerned. They said, what will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? Lot of thoughts come to us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, don't be like the Bani Israel. The Bani Israel, when such commands came, they said, sami'na, we have heard the command, wa asayna, and we disobey. You don't be like them. You say, sami'na wa ata'na. We have heard and we will obey. We will follow. Whether you can do it, you can't do it. Whether you understand, you don't understand. It's Allah's command. Hukam, just say we accept it. That is the way of a person who has got iman. He doesn't question. Not even in his mind and his heart does he have questions. What he's been told, yes, that is right. And then what you cannot manage, Allah left a great door of Tawbah and Istighfar open. You say, I want to do it, I am going to do it. You cannot manage everything, then Allah, then make Tawbah Istighfar. That is the way of a mu'min, of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Not that we deny and we say very hard to practice on Islam or to practice on traditional, conservative Islam. So we're going to follow some new Islam, some modern Islam. No, we must make our goal just the same traditional, conservative Sunnah Islam. Where we falter, we ask for forgiveness. We don't try and change that religion to suit us and make a new religion for today. A modern religion, a watered down religion. Religion where little bit of dunya also, little bit of deen also. And seasonal religion. That when it's Ramadan, we are very good Muslims. When it's December, then we are all gone for holidays, etc. Not that kind of Muslims. We have got our one line and we stick to that one line. Not when we are coming to the masjid, we are dressed like malaika. And when we go to on a holiday, we go shopping, etc., then we are dressed in a different way. No, with that one line of ours, when we falter, we ask for forgiveness. So then Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat first when the Sahaba said, yes, we accept wholeheartedly. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not yet still give them the explanation. And he was waiting for wahi to come from Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah sent the next ayat, the first two ayats praising the Sahaba. Aman al-Rasul. What great people they are. They brought iman on Allah and His Rasul. Things which they found are difficult and impossible for them to do, they said, yes, we are even prepared for this. So Allah praised them tremendously. And then Allah Ta'ala explained, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. What is not in your capacity, you won't be taken to task for that. Thoughts which come on their own, stray thoughts, thoughts of gunas which come, thoughts of doubts in deen which shaitan puts in the mind of a person. Allah says you won't be taken to task for that. So Allah made it easy for them. But the attitude was, we accept wholeheartedly, O Allah, what you have revealed. And we will follow that. And where we cannot, we ask, we make tawbah and istighfar. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala made it easy. And then Allah made it that the stray thoughts also you won't be taken to task. And Allah made it what you do by mistake, any guna, error and omission, Allah will forgive that also. He won't take you to task for that also. And Allah Ta'ala said, whatever thoughts come to you, until you don't make it a firm decision to do that wrong, to do that guna, you, that thought alone, you won't be taken to task. When you make a firm decision, or now you start acting accordingly, you talk accordingly, the wrong things you start doing, for that you will be taken to task. Just the thought that comes to you, you won't be taken to task. Like, for example, if somebody tells you something bad on your face and you feel bad about it in your heart, but you don't talk back, you don't shout, you don't swear, you don't fight with him, just that thought came that you like hate this person. Why did he say that? For that you won't be taken to task. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, a person must make his tazkiyah, his islah, to this extent that even that hatred and that uneasy feeling also mustn't come. A person, when he said it doesn't matter. A person just accepts it wholeheartedly. So tazkiyah and islah is of such great paramount importance, but unfortunately almost all of us, we pay no importance to it. We don't give any attention to it. And that is the basic thing for our success in the akhirah and for our salvation and to be saved from Allah's punishment in the akhirah, without which it's very, very difficult that a person can get saved on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah guide us all to righteousness, make our islah, give us the fikr of our islah. SubhanAllah.